This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. To the list of global economic happenings about which nobody has a clue as to what the future holds, the Chinese stock market runs a very close second to Greece right now. The roller coaster that has been the Shanghai stock market of late bounced back just a bit today, but it bounced after a 25% drop in just the past 3 weeks. The government in Beijing has been doing its darndest to put a lower limit on those stock prices and may have succeeded for now. But let's remind ourselves, shall we, of what we often say on this broadcast, that the stock market is not the economy, which is especially true with China and the very visible hand of the government when it comes to financial markets. Marketplace's Scott Tong, our former bureau chief in Shanghai, reports now from Washington.
Rainbows always come after the rain. Well, duh, but that was the People's Daily editorial in Beijing today. The government not only talked up the market after a three-week plunge, it acted. Among other measures, it got 21 brokerages to promise to buy stocks. Voila, rainbow. Andy Rothman is investment strategist at Matthews Asia.
All the large brokerages are directly controlled by the Communist Party. So when the party says, we'd like you to try and put a floor under the market, the brokers say, yes, sir.
Which means China's market reflects Beijing helicopter parenting much more than the actual economy. One is not the other.
Over the last 6 years, China's had the best performing economy in the world and one of the weakest stock markets in the world.
A market that might make you nervous about contagion, but mainland stocks are like a hospital room with the plastic curtains to contain germs, says Tim Mulholland of the advisory China American Capital.
It's a closed type market. A Chinese stock market sell-off isn't going to mean anything in the global scheme.
So, rainbows. Well, actually, Yukon Huang of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace worries longer term. The state manipulates the market up and down, he says, which will backfire.
Volatility in the financial markets creates uncertainty. Uncertainty has a very negative impact upon investment, and investment is essentially the longer-term determinant of how rapidly a country or economy like China can grow.
Beijing's long-term goal is a stock market that reflects, well, market forces. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.